Hey there, and welcome to episode 259 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Find us online at dailybrainwave.com and contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. We have a listener theme week coming up in early November, so make sure you send in your topics to Sean at dailybrainwave.com for a chance to be included on the show. Today we continue What Happened Week 2 by taking a fast boat to China. On this day, October 16th in the year 690 AD, China welcomed a new ruler. But unlike most rulers in the ancient world, Wu Zetian was a woman. Now, usual disclosure when dealing with long-dead world leaders who made a big splash, it's tough to separate fact from fiction, and this certainly holds true for Wu. But what we do know is, in order for a woman to become a leader in China, she had to be very, very popular. As such, she made sure the government did its best to meet the needs of the people. Huh, imagine that. And really didn't impose crazy, harsh, oppressive laws that many autocratic rulers did. On the other hand, though, she did clamp down on anti-government dissidents. She encouraged citizens to report each other and increased the presence of the secret police. Some folks in the secret police saw this near paranoia as a chance to expand their own personal power base, and they would bring up their political rivals for imprisonment or execution, accusing them of conspiracy against the Empress, regardless of if they had actually conspired or not. Sheesh, some things just don't change. And now the Daily Brainwave is banned in China. Zetian's road to the throne was pretty long, and she probably didn't start out her career in hopes of becoming Empress. In fact, looking back, her rise to the throne was almost a happy accident. Wu Zetian started out as a concubine, probably in the year 637 AD. She didn't seem to cut the mustard with the then Emperor Taizong, and when he died, she actually gave up her position as a concubine and left the government service and headed to become a nun. When the next emperor took over, the emperor's new wife, Empress Wang, was jealous of her husband's attraction for one of the concubines and fearful that she would be replaced as empress. So, Empress Wang brought Wu Zetian out of the cloister and back into the harem to act as a rival for the concubine. You know, it worked. The emperor did stop paying attention to the concubine. In fact, he also stopped paying attention to the empress altogether, killing both of them and putting Wu Zetian at his side as his new empress. How's that for intrigue? As the emperor's health faded, he started having Zetian act as a proxy on official matters. By the time he died, Wu Zetian had usurped pretty much any power he would have wielded, cementing herself as the most powerful woman in China, perhaps the most powerful woman in the history of the world, at least until the 20th century. Sunday, Monday, happy days. Wait, happy day isn't a day. But Tuesday is, or is it Wednesday? Anyway, you may have noticed at some point in your life that each day of the week has a different name. Actually, the week has a long and storied history. In order to get to the bottom of the concept of the week, we're going to travel the globe from Asia to Europe, from ancient Greece to modern Russia. Along the way, we'll discover how the days of the week got their name, how we ended up with seven of them, and what happened during a few memorable periods of history when people tried to change the week to have more or fewer days. It's Day of the Week week, starting Monday, right here on the Daily Brainwave. Thanks for tuning in to episode 259 of the Daily Brainwave. Email the show with comments and suggestions, and most importantly, your ideas for topics for the upcoming listener theme week at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Check out our website, dailybrainwave.com, where you can find sources and links for further reading about today's topic. And make sure you tune in tomorrow as we continue What Happened Week 2 by looking at a Russian revolution.